This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to amplify the second point in our outline as we study Matthew 24 through 25. We saw that we should watch out that no one deceives us. We also should not be alarmed when we see the signs Jesus mentioned begin to appear before our very eyes. We need to guard against jumping to conclusions prematurely. Some of the signs must happen before the climax comes. It is important for us to pray diligently. This will tune us in to what God is doing. In addition, Jesus reminds us of the importance of God's Word. In Matthew 24:35, Jesus declares, "My words will never pass away." As you pray and read the Scriptures, you will recognize what is happening in the world from God's perspective. One truth mentioned a number of times is that no one except the Father knows precisely when the day of the Lord will appear. This cautions us to not be presumptuous. Presumption leads to pride and carelessness, and that leaves you open to being deceived, so be careful. Over and over again, Jesus emphasizes the importance of keeping watch and being ready. Matthew 24 ends with a discussion to answer the question, "Who then is the faithful and wise servant?" If you have been given responsibility for a task, and all of us as believers have, and the Master goes on a journey, then we need to be about that task faithfully until the Master returns. If he doesn't return for a long time, it's easy to rationalize and put off doing our job. Worse yet, take your indifference out on other servants. Beware, God will hold you responsible. The Master will find the wise servant faithfully fulfilling his task.